parsha, you have the parsha Yishlach. You have the melchama between Yaakov and Esav. In a certain sense, it's a climax between the two mahalchim. In other words, of all the melchamas that will be, this is the sheirish, and the triumph of Yaakov and Esav is the sheirish for the eventual triumph of Yaakov and Esav. So, understanding a little bit about the koyches of Yaakov and Esav, the nekudis that were loichem with each other, is the makom where we could see some of it would be over here. First of all, it says that vayavek ish imoy. So it says Chazal say over here that it went up, that the offer went up to the kisei hakavod. The offer was mechase the kisei hakavod, went up to Shemayim, and that's where Rashi says that it went all the way up there, and it's sort of the offer was mechase the kisei hakavod. I have to understand a little bit what does it mean. What was the nekuda of that battle? The it says that the tzur of Yaakov is chokon kisei hakavod, and it says that malachim olam v'yordim, they would go up and see the diukne up there, and they would go down and see the diukne here. So there was some sort of in the struggle that was mala offered kisei hakavod seemed to be offered that would cover that. In other words, it was sort of a hefsek between the two, and the struggle lay somewhere in there. We need to understand that. Secondly, it says that at the end of the struggle, he couldn't win over him, and the only thing that he could do was he could be was fateka kafir yachar bavkimay, that he could dislodge his foot. So the Zohar Kodesh says very, very, very famous Zohar Kodesh, that's the tamchen deraisa. The people that support the learning, that would be, that's where he affected him. So on Kipshutai, it's, that's just the Achilles heel, it's the lowest part, and the ladder of Talmud Torah, the lowest part is obviously the people who are be'etzemizing Talmud Torah are in some madrega. The people who have to support are obviously the lower madrega, and that's where you could be effective and so on. But it still needs, it needs some real hezba on understanding why that was the nekuda he was trying for. That more than anything else represents the pegiah of Esav and Yaakov. So I want to take a little bit of look at the mid of Esav. The mid of Yaakov is Emes, and one would expect Emes to be the to be the hefich of Sheker. So if Yaakov's mid is Emes, then Esav's mid should be Sheker. It's not quite. A Chazal said, Medrash says, Esav is Loshen Hoshov Sheberosi. This is a waste. Shov means for nothing. Esav is worthless. Was created for nothing, for naught. So, Shov and Sheker are used quite often together. It's not that they're so separate. But why would Shov be Merumis instead of Sheker? Sheker is just a much clearer exposition of the word, Sheker, and that's it. If he's Emes, now understanding the opposite of Emes is Sheker. And it should have, somewhere the name should be Sheker, not Esav, not Shov. If you take a look in the Aseres HaDibros, so you have in the first Dibra really of Mitzvahs Maisias. You have the first two Dibras are Emuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Isser of making a pestle and a Tmuna. So that's the Aleph base. So that's the Oilam HaEmuna. In Oilam HaMaisa, the first Isser is Loisisa Hashem Elkecha Lashov Ki Loinaka Hashem Yisashisa Shema Lashov. There's the Isser to be Nishba Lashov. Now, the Targum, when he teaches over here Shav, he says in the first one, he says Lo semi b'shmo d'Hashem l'koch l'magona, don't swear in the name of Hashem for naught. Magon is nothing. Arei lo yizak Hashem yosti yemi b'shmei l'shikra, Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive someone that swears a sheker. So, in the same pasuk, he's translating, L'Yisiz HaShem HaKech HaLashov, K'Lak HaShem HaShemoy LaShov. And in the world of Shavuos Isser, there are two Shavuos Issers. There's sheker and there's shav. So, in one is Shavuos Sheker is where you swear on some event that happened false. Shavuos Shav is something where you swear on something that's not necessary. Either if you swear that's day now, which is a an absolute superfluous, and there's no point in swearing that. Or if I swear today's night, there's no point to that Shavua, that's a Shavua Shav. Halachically, both are also Shavua Shav is also, Shavua Shek is also. In our mind, a Shavua Shav is weird. That's kind of, I don't know, it's a fringe case where somebody's nuts, or I don't know, somebody's playing around. Shavua Sheker is something which is much more important in bed. The people misuse Hashem's name, and they get to swear to gain money, it's not theirs, and shkarim, and so on. To us, Shavua Sheker would be the right way to express, would be the Isser. Shavua Shav would be a small little, a sif cotton of it. But it's not like that. The tzivui is shav. The targum says in both in the word shav is merum is sheker. In other words, sheker is a sniff of shav. It's not quite the way we understand it. A shavua sheker is in society people will swear to prove something. If you swear falsely, you're using Hashem's name. Terrible way for sheker. Shavua shav is you know, shouldn't use it unnecessary. But that's unnecessary as opposed to false. False is much more strong than unnecessary. What's the pshat over here? Well, where's it coming from? So we need to understand a little bit some of the oimek of the shav and the sheker. I wanna be oimek on one more nekuda. If a person says, Of the people that are don't have a chelik nolam haba, if people don't have a chelik nolam haba, one of them is if a person is kaifa in olam haba, if a person is kaifa schar and einish. Bichlal, one of the ikre emuna is the emuna is schar einish. That's the ikre emuna. If a person is kaifa in that, even if he does all the mitzvahs, kiriboy, because he says I'm a mitzuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave me, and I have to do it. The person doesn't have a haba. Schar v'einish takes up. It's part of the ikrim, and it's hard to understand a little bit why is it part of the ikrim. The belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there is an ikr. Torah doesn't stand without that. The belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menavet to people doesn't stand without that. Understand that as well. The belief that Torah is that, and that's what we have to do. Torah doesn't stand without that. Ad kan is what's necessary to do Torah. Schar v'einish is an incentive. I mean, I'm a mitzuveh. I'm sometimes mechuyev to do it. It's nice to get schar. It's terrible to get punished. So that's going to be an incentive to do it or not to do it. But how does that come into ikrei emuna? Everything else is emuna. If a person doesn't believe that Tzipor is Eishes Moshe, he's a kaifa. So where's this? This is Mikra emuna, and the Mishnah singles it out. If he says Olam Haba, Notchias Hamesim, and so on. I can tease the question. Ask: isn't the person better? Doesn't the Mishnah say that a person should be Oyver Hashem Shalel Masakabel Pras? We should be like Avodim Shamshel Saraf Shalel Masakabel Pras. So this person is gorgut. It's a stukis taina. We're better people because you're doing it because you have these visions of Olam Haba and Gehenim. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do. What's the pshat? Who is it's heaven? And the first person to make that cheshm in his way was Esav. He said, "Hin anecha holech lomus lomi abchera." So we have to understand the difference between shav and sheker. I want to use a difference that the Malbim says it, the Ksav Kabbalah say it, both say it, different signinus, but there's both Mecham and Mos the same thing. The Shav, there are two types of Emes in the world, two types of Sheker. There's a Sheker that's Mikridic. Was I in New York yesterday? If I was not, and I say I was, so that's a Sheker because it didn't happen. It's something that didn't happen. Shav is something that is not shayach to happen. It has no metzias. It does not have shayches to metzias at all. So sheker is something which is b'mikra, they say, and shav is something which is be'etzim. A little bit more personal, the Shem Yishmul says that sheker is there to fool the other person. Shav is something that I myself think that way. In other words, shav is something that tells me that the thing itself has no metzias be'etzim. Sheker means it has a metzias, but a different one than I'm pretending. Shav is something which it's not, it has no, etzem doesn't exist. Its existence has been falsified. So shav is a very, very strong, it's sheker in the heart of the inyan itself. So the mussel, if let's say somebody comes, let's take a mussel. If somebody comes along and says, this is the way you're supposed to do a mitzvah, and it's wrong, that might be sheker. If a person posits Avodah Zarah shav, it's something that be'etzim has no metzias. It's not the pshat, I'm making a mistake on facts. Avodah Zarah is non-existent, and that's where shav is much more strongly associated. In the big picture, the Navi says, you know, in Malachi, this is the end of Nevuah, this is the summation of Nevuah, that Klal Yisrael, one of the last period, Klal Yisrael is coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't do anything wrong, and he says, Amartem shav avoid alekim uma betza kin avdeno. What's the point of worshiping Hashem? That's what you're saying, shav avoid alekim uma betza kin avdeno. It's shav. Uma betza means there's no schar. The world was created in the following way. The outer shell of the Metzius is Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh has no Metzius be'etzim. In the big picture, anything which a person, which it doesn't last, doesn't endure. If you sit down and say to yourself, what's wrong with killing a person? So you say, well, he could have enjoyed so many years of, he could have enjoyed, and you took that away from him. And you ask the person, the world existed a billion years or 15 billion years before he was around, and will exist another 15 billion years, and I took away 1 year of the person's life. Is that important? Is that significant? Now that he's no longer around, does he miss the time that he'd enjoyed? Anything that's temporary, the etzem means it, anything that's transient, doesn't have existence in the full sense of the word. Something that's a bar chiluf. So be'etzim in this world, everything is be'etzim meaningless. It doesn't have any meaning. If a person, let's say when a person buys raffle tickets or gets them tickets in a carnival, whatever it is, those tickets have no worth. It usually says on it, it's worth 0.01 cent or something like that. It's worth nothing. So, the right histaklus of Olam Hazeh is its shav. There's no point to it, because what's the difference? And there's a whole sefer that says it. That sefer is called Koheles. Koheles is a sefer, a very despairing sefer, because Koheles says, let's examine Olam Hazeh. And the bottom line is, there is none. There's nobody, there's nobody that's at the end of it that says, you know, it's fine. He's, you know, he has it, and that's it. There's, you know, Adam, a person that doesn't die, and Chatzit HaVoyis are not fulfilled. There is no Olam Hazeh. Olam Haza as the Hekatimtsa of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Emes. It's Kayam. It's Metzias. It is Metzias. And Olam Haza is the crafting of that Metzias. So, Lamashal, let's take those two examples. If I buy a raffle ticket to win a table, so the raffle ticket betsim is nothing. The raffle ticket itself is no value. Someday I can trade it in, maybe if I win, I'll trade it in and get the table. But if I'm a craftsman and I'm chipping at the wood, every chip of the wood, every time I cut the wood, I paint the wood, I do something to the wood, I'm making a table. So when I buy the raffle ticket betsim, that's a certain shove in that sense. Except that it could lead to that. Masha'in came when I carve a table, every pu'ula that I do is carving a table, is creating some metzias. You shouldn't be tuyuka vodav shavsarav amnas the kabel pras. There's an the oimik in that is Chazal said such an eved who gets his own schar. Since an eved owns nothing and gets nothing, whatever he gets is a pras. It's not schar, it's a pras. It's a prize. It's like, so when he does his work, when I earn something, when I work for myself, everything I do earns. So if I produce a table, I produce a table, or chilufehim, bread and milk and sugar and butter and so on. That's what I've done. When I'm an eved, I've done nothing. It's just that if I find favor in the eved's eye, in the other's eyes, he'll throw me a pras. Pras means it's bad and disassociated. That avoida is meaningless avoida. It's shove. The eved is doing avoida shove, and that's why the avoida is parach, which is the ultimate lisavdo yifarach, is when you give him something that's a meaningless. But let's say it's not the eved. Let's say it's a soldier in the army. Then or an eved who identifies as like a malchus, where you feel that the melech is the embodiment of the collective whole, and you're part of it. So whatever you do, it doesn't give it for yourself. You feel you're creating something. So people are fighting to defend the country or to create a country or whatever it is. That's they're doing. When the eved is mitztaref to the odin, then his work has real meaning. So just like the soldier, as hard as he works, but his accomplishment, he identifies with the accomplishment. He identifies with his country. That is the one that's for whom he's working. If a person has a malchus, a cause, a movement that he identifies with. So his pu'ula, he doesn't get money for it, but the accomplishment is his accomplishment. It's the furthest thing from shav. That's the difference. That's where shav. That's where this world is either shav or emes. If a person looks at this world mitzad atzmoy and tries to give it meaning mitzad atzmoy, it's shav. The only way he can do it is like the Shemesh Shmuel says, he fools himself. He says, Shek is to fool the other person, Shav is, he fools himself. It has no meaning, because it doesn't. It's Bar Chiluf. It came from no place, it goes no place. It's not. And Masha'in came, when the person's mitzarev, the musig of Alma Dasi, when the person's mitzarev, that this is really just the building block for something else. It's like when a person programs a computer and the computer produces an object. So what he typed in the program is the object. He doesn't. It's hard to visualize how exactly, but it's not just stam. It is that. The belief in Olam Haba is a core belief of Yadus, because that makes Avoda Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person believes in no Olam Haba, but HaKadosh Bal Korcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzavehim, then his work is Shav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that sense, is Mitzavah and Shav. And that's Sheker. In the Oymek HaInyan, the person turns HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom into Sheker, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzav and emptiness. So what's the point of it? What's good and what's bad if it came from no place, goes to no place, and that's it? In a Kahelistic perspective, Shlomo HaMelech was the Adon of Olam Hazeh, and he said, if you make the Cheshbon Olam Hazeh, then it doesn't have any meaning. Ad HaSof. But when you mechaber the olamis, min ha'olam ad ha'olam, when you mechaber from this world to next world, that's where you get the mitzias of emes. So the world, the musig of olam haba and schar and oynish are not incentives. They're the tachlis. Tachlis shrine varts, they're the tachlis. Shabbos olam haba because it's the tachlis of this world. So this is the tachlis of it. This is the point of it. This is what I'm doing with it. And the person's avoda goes from the extreme of sheker, from shav, to emes lamitoy. That's the hefresh between the two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yaakov and Esav as brothers. Yaakov has the world to come. Esav has this world. Yitzchak wanted to create. Yitzchak wanted to give over the emes. He wanted to give over the world where it should be. Esav should have Olam Hazeh when it's Mekusha to Olam Haba. Yaakov Ochez Bakev Esav is his Metzias. That's a good Metzias for Esav when he realizes that in Olam Hazeh he's dragging along Olam Haba. Esav is the Shav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria that turns into Emes when he's Mechuba with Yaakov. I want to be Oymer on a tremendous Oymer over here. With Midas Adin and so on. Tvilt says Yitzchak liked Esav a lot because they were both Midas Adin. Yitzchak was Midas Adin, that's good. Esav is Midas Adin, that's bad. And so on. Let's understand something. Midas, HaKadosh Baruch created the world for the purpose of Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. For the purpose of making it a world of Toiv. Toiv is Tachlis in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria the Chayik, that unless you earn something bedin, it's not Emes HaToiv. For whatever reason, plenty of Nekudas, and it's not the point I want to make. But Midas HaDin does not have a place in this world unless it has a Tachlis. Midas HaDin has no Tachlis. If a person is very strict, If a person is very good and he's giving, but the Talmidim, you know, sort of take advantage of it, he doesn't keep good control of the classroom and so on and so forth, we tell our description is his attitude is good, but his handling is bad. He doesn't know how to handle it. The technique is off. But a person is cool on rules and regulations and no tov at the end, that person is sick. That person is a sadist. It's the tsar and the rules and regulations. A person, Rachman Tzal, suffers from a compulsive disorder. It means that he's always following, he needs to follow rules and regulations because he needs to follow rules and regulations. They have no tachlis, they have no makar, they're absurd, they never end, but he's just the rules and regulations. Midas HaDin, when it has no tachlis, what he being done a person for is ra. Yitzchak was kosher with Avram. Vayelchu shneihem yachdov. They went together, so that means Yitzchak was the hemshich of Avram. How, if I want the kids to be really happy and to develop so that they're happy people, I need to take along Midas HaDin with me. I need to take along Din V'dayan. But Esav, had he grabbed onto Yaakov, that would have been shleimus. Esav is shav. But Shav has a tikkun in this world. When Olam Hazeh is mischaber with a tachlis, it becomes emes. When Esav broke from Yaakov, and Esav l'shitas, he said, "Hina lechay lomus lomay b'chayra." He's right. If the world stops with Misa, then what is b'chayra? Forget, I'm not talking, if you picture Olam Haba as sort of a very fancy resort of sorts, then he's right. Then Olam Hazeh has no tachlis. But Masha Inkein, and that's where he had to give over the Bechayra to Yaakov. and he needed to be mashal with giving. He should have given the b'chayr and said, Yaakov, you understand the tachlis advarim, and I don't understand tachlis advarim. You need to show me where we're going, and I'll tell you how to get there. That would have been the shleimus. So the Yaakov Avinu's emes lies in he has a tsura in this world, and his tsura is chakuk in the world to come, in the kisei hakavod. The Malachim went up and they saw tsura, and they went down and they saw tsura. The Yaakov in this world, his picture was engraved on over there. That was a shleimus. When the Malach came to struggle with him, to fight with him, he covered it up, he clouded it. He tried, Yaakov falls when the demus of that surah, Lamala, is obscured from Lamata, and the Lamata doesn't see that it's mirroring itself, that it's engraving itself in Lamala, that was the struggle of Esav and Sarash Yaakov. Vayigah b'kaf yorech, the Tamcha deraisa. In a mini sense, the same problem starts with Tamcha deraisa and Loim de Torah. The Gemara says Heichadam Apikoros, the same Mishnah that don't the people don't have a chelva umhaba is a person who says there's no chias amesim, a person who's an Apikoros. So the Gemara says an Apikoros. Someone says Mayahani le Rabbanan. Rabbanan don't do us any good. Rashi says, the Gemara says they learn for themselves, they only care for themselves, and so on. If the person is not mischabet to chachma, and a person in his own self can have that same feeling, what's the point of me learning? I'm not planning to be a rav, I'm not planning to be a dayan, I'm not planning to be a shaykhid, what do I need to learn for? The person disassociates himself and says, there's no... The Maya Hani Rabbanan is a form of apikarsis because it turns his avoid into shav. In other words, there's a nituk between the tachlis of Havana and Tfisa and Yediya and Atzmis Riyadam to the Pu'ula and to the Mais and Trasiyah. And that's where it says that he has no chelkom haba. That's called an apikarsis. The Tamchin, when you're menatic, the Tamchin, in Klal Yisrael itself, we have incorporated, since Yaakov got the brachas, Yaakov also has the v'yit and l'chalakim, mital shemayin. But in Yaakov itself, in the koim of Yaakov, there's the mital shemayin shemani oretz, and there's the Yaakov yishtam yeshiva holim. Those are two chalakim in Yaakov. One is the raglayim that carry it, and one is... So if I take the raglayim, and I take the koim of the person, I say the raglayim are there to carry the guf. But if I'm a natikit, if I move it away, so I have a pair of feet that have nothing on top. It's like, imagine a car that has wheels and an engine, but no chassis. Then what's the point of it? I mean, it is worthless. I mean, it's nice, it runs, it drives, it goes up and down the street, but it doesn't carry anybody or anything, so what's the point of it? The raglayim, without the top, it's a chubra for the raglayim. Everybody dashes it. The people who raise the money dashen it. That it's a problem for the goof, and for the goof of the good. That's true. But the raglayim, a goof that doesn't have feet, is a tsar. It's kind of helpless, and it's difficult. But raglayim that don't have a goof are meaningless. The difference in helpless and meaningless is worlds apart. That was the struggle to Yaakov and Esav, and that's why the begiyah of Esav was dafka in moving the guf away from the raglayim. There's an extraordinary chazal. It says in Medrash in Bamidbar, Koisev Varuchu by Beres Karnim. It says that when Esav starts pressing Klal Yisrael, as oppressing Klal Yisrael, and they really feel and it's endless. Esav's malchus is endless, seemingly. And we just can't. That's when Klal Yisrael cries out, Shav Avoda Lekim. In other words, it's Yudalef, the Perek Yudalef in the Medrash. To Shav Avoda Lekim is what Esav, that's the gear that Esav injects Klal Yisrael with, is Shav Avoda Lekim. So that's understand the union in its total. The final tsura of the struggle between Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov is the koyach of Olam Haba, and that's why Yitzchak didn't want to give him Olam Hazeh. He's kuloi shayach to the world of tachlis. Olam Haba is not the schar means tachlis, as opposed to pras. A pras is not direct. The tchotchke you win for the carnival ticket is not a direct result of your tremendous avoida. It's a pras the guy feels like giving. It's not associated. The money you earn when you work hard at something and you get a fair day's wages, the table you produce when you carved the wood out and painted it, that's schar, not pras. The Olam Haba is the world of emes, and b'meila it's the tachlis of everything that has meaning, real meaning, and it's there. Olam Hazeh is something that is taken by itself, it's shav, which is the worst type of sheker. It's be'etzim meaningless. It just happens to be. I meet a person who's living just a hazik life and ask him how things, he says, oh, I find life this way. No, you don't find life this way. It is meaningless be'etzim. When there's a chibur of the ilamis, then olam hazeh becomes olam habadik. It becomes part of that mahalach. And then that takes on meaning. And that becomes emes. It becomes emes when it's mechuba to the emes, because that's what it is, taka. When its role is the carving of the table, then that becomes gufa de uvda. And that's why the emuna in schar v'oinish, in olam haba, better said, is meikre emuna, because that gives the stempel of emes to entire bria. It's not just that we have to keep mitzvahs. If a person keeps mitzvahs, and his attitude is, but it's pointless, it leads to no place, it goes to no place, that's called shav avayda lakim, uma betzak navdeno. There's no, something that has no tachlis, the etzim, that's meaningless, worthless, is sheker. And if you do it, you're just doing a sheker, you're not doing emes. Had Esav been mischaber to Yaakov the way he should have been, then Esav himself would be bishlemus of Yaakov. Adrabba, Yaakov has no feet, Yaakov's feet would have been Esav. Yaakov has no hechetimtza. Just like the head itself can't realize anything without the limbs and the body and everything, the head itself is the most helpless organ. It doesn't have the hechetimtza. When Esav's hechetimtza becomes kuloi, so mitzad atzma yishav, mitzad the chibur to Yaakov is as emes as Yaakov is. Esav chose to split off. And b'meila, with the tain of b'nei necha holech lomus, he cut himself off, and he was kaifer in a world to come. And b'meila, he's kaifer that there's any tachlis or emes to anything in the world. The struggle itself with the sari shalaisov was he attempted by Yaakov. There was a tsura lamala and a tsura lamata, and the avak and the offer. That it was mala was to cut between the two, so that the Yaakov Lamata should not be in line with Yaakov Lamala. The Malachim walked up and down, they said, Lamala, we see what we see Lamata. In other words, it's like a picture. Whatever Yaakov did here was ensconced in the Yaakov of Lamala. That's where he was with Tachlis. He couldn't do it. And b'meila Yaakov's bracha was Yaakov needed to take over Esav and incorporate in himself the inyanim of emtzoi, the olam hazik inyanim, and that became the chelak of Klai Yisrael. That's tamchay raisa. Their mitzias itself is to deal with olam cholev, with olam hazer, but to be mechabrit. Esav succeeded in creating that rift in Klal Yisrael, where the Raglayim and the Guf don't actually align. There's a gap between the two, and b'meila you have a metzias of a Guf or a Roish that's helpless. It's not getting what it needs, and worse than that, you have a chelik of Raglayim that are purposeless, meaningless, don't have any tachlis. So the struggle between emes and sheker at its core is the struggle between shav and emes. Let's understand it a little bit in a oifin that we need. Our perspective on avoda is to do what we're told to do, and we're sort of are usually busy analyzing analyzing the type of things we're doing right, wrong, so on and so forth. That is not the right sort of avoda. The Altos Labotka was from the big Bali Avoda, the giants of Chinuch in our Torahs, start with Gadlus Adam. Gadlus Adam means that you need to have the Tmuna of the Yaakov Lamala. You need to be Choykek the Tmuna of Yaakov Lamala for you to reach to. Nobody can do things that he doesn't sense purpose or accomplishment in it. That's real. In this world, in other words, in our physical selves, in as much as we just deal with our physical selves, the Ruchnius doesn't have any meaning, really. A little bit helps here, helps there. Learn Gemara, nice head shopper. You do Midas Tovas, people are nicer, you like it. Okay, it's nice. But Tzelem Elokim, that a person envisions himself, what does a person look like? It's just like when you take a barbarian from someplace and you want to teach him to dress, you show him a picture of somebody who's very elegant. You show him the beauty and the aristocracy of somebody who's dressed well, so he has what to imitate. Like, this is just a pain. I should put on this and put on this and tie this and do this. What? It just steps Vedas Perech, literally. But I show a Tmuna and I show a Tzura. And I say, this is you. This is your Tmuna. So now I understand what I'm doing. There's a Shavisa, a violin at the summit, and there's Ach B'Tselem Yishalachish. A person needs to have a Tmuna of himself, of Adam. What does Adam look like when his Tmuna says, Chukav Kisei HaKavod? What does Adam look like when it says by Rabbi Noah that don't look at Adam because he looks too much like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means I can be someone who doesn't react, that somebody can be nasty to me and I don't react to it, that I think and understand and act by seichel and not by some blind reflex, that my mind doesn't sit around and entertain itself with dimyonis shav, but my mind is thinking, understanding, that when I see something, my reactions are reactions of Adam, whether it's nice about oil, whether it's a mech with somebody. The person envisions himself in godless. The problem is when we speak about godless, we speak about a public figure. But a person can say to himself, if a person is misbinding himself, what his tzura is, what godless Adam means, that I can be a very big person, and a big person is, and when Moses found describe a person, before we say I ought to do this, what you want to say is I ought to be this. A person, one part of himself can look at himself and say, I'm worthless, because the me that's nene from things that are come and go, they're ephemeral, are meaningless, really meaningless. So I ate something good today, and tomorrow, does it stay? Does it mean anything? But a person has emised himself. Every time a person pushes himself to do right, it changes himself. When a person is able to learn another quarter of an hour without hefsik, it means he becomes more of a balseichel. The person is a sichlistika adam. He's seichel. A person pushes his mind, he's not lazy, but he pushes to think through something. A person doesn't react instinctively, which is a darg of a balchai. This guy yelled at me, I yell back at him. But I've worked myself out, so that I have a different surah, And I built it, Surah. Everything we do, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave to us, has a tachlis. The Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, Orash Aliyokim Stiva Torah Zeis, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, it's somebody who keeps all the mitzvahs, but doesn't think that they're terribly worth much. Doesn't think that they add to a person or give to a person. The Rabbi Nechai says there. It's a tziva klolius that a person needs to believe and understand that mitzvahs are inherently valuable. But as long as my tefisa is olam hazadik, there is no inherent value. Does it make me a better businessman? Does it make me do better for SATs? Do I look handsomer? Am I stronger? Not much. So, but if I look at it, if I have the right surah, then I have what to. Then I understand what I'm doing, and it's meaningful. Just like if somebody is training for some sort of athletic event, and he can measure week by week his progress, so he understands that this is what he can become, and this is what he's striving for. A person who a coach just drives, let's say they have a group of people, a coach just drives, doesn't, they never saw a professional game, they don't have an interest in it, they didn't see professionals playing, and just tells them do this or that. It's meaningless. It's something that's impossible to follow. But when a person has an image of, look at how graceful a person is when he can do this, that, or the other thing, so that's what he's striving for. The Aleph Beis of Avodas Hashem is to sit and create the Tzuras Adam first, to be choikik, that Tzura. What Esav does for us is he's busy raising clouds of dust, and we don't look at it, we don't see it, we don't understand it. The emes, titan emes the Yaakov, is that a person understand how it is that the things that is mechuyev to do and mitzuvah to do, have an actual effect in the world of emes, in the chelik of the person. Time will come and time will go, and I'll be gone, and you'll be gone, everybody will be gone. And the way we see ourselves and perceive ourselves will not last. It's a speck in Nitzchias. But there is something that does last, and that's the pneumis of the person. The tzura of the Adam Mitzad, his mohus, is something that's there. The Aleph Beis of Aveda is to start with thinking, and advertisers bring in on what a person is, on what the tzura of Adam Godel is. And every person, that's a tzura that's for everybody. That's mitzad as being an Adam. And as a person has that clear, he begins to understand how what he's told to do and what the Torah is mitzaveh, mechayev a person, is each one is cutting a notch to make him look like that. It's shaping and sculpting his mitzias to look like that Adam. It's not a schar that an Olam Haba will give it to you. An Olam Haba will understand it. It's just that here in this world, goodness of the heart, tveikus and emes, das and havana, are sort of not, we don't perceive it really, really well. And b'meila, we don't see the emes. The Olam emes, what will change is us. We'll see emesdik. The great struggle, the final struggle between Ra and Toiv is on this nekuda of Shav and Emes, and what the Koyach of Shav tries to do in the Bria is to cut the kesher between this world and the world of Emes. It creates in the person a sense of Shav, creates in the person a sense of despair, depression, and despair. On an ideological level, there was a whole school described as nihilism, which means purposeless. And nothing, by definition, no good came out of it, because despair means what's the point of it? What's the tachlis of it? It's useless, it's meaningless, purposeless. The emes of Yaakov is kule meaning, kule purpose. And as much as the more we'll keep in focus the tzura of Yaakov Lamala, the closer the tzura of Yaakov Lamata will resemble it. Chavs. Yeah.